Both Zimmerman and Kayaza will launch their trip tomorrow in Brower Springs, Montana. From there, they'll go through the longest navigable waterway in North America via the Missouri and Mississippi rivers down to the Gulf of Mexico. Expedition leader Zimmerman says every inch of the rivers have been seen and explored, but there's still plenty to look at.
We face so many challenges as 21st century humans that there's almost a new realm of exploration. Exploring how our pollution's affecting our waterways.
And along the Missouri River, it sounds like you're going to have challenges that Lewis and Clark didn't have centuries ago.
So first, we're doing a completely human-powered expedition. We're not going to be... Every inch of the river that we go down needs to be powered by either one of us. And so what that means is we're not going to be hitchhiking around challenging parts or something like that. We'll have to either walk or kayak the entire way. One of the unique parts about our trip is that there's going to be 16 dams and reservoirs up on the first part of the Missouri River. And, you know, when I started daydreaming about Lewis and Clark, I envisioned them just kayaking or paddling the entire way up. But in modern times, there's actually 16 dams that Nick and I will have to take our boats out of the water, carry them, and put them back in the river on the other side of the dam, which will be a big challenge.
You're looking to have a lower carbon footprint for this trip. I gather you're also looking to explore the pollution in some of the rivers. Nick, you're the filmmaker in this expedition, and I gather you two want to look at water pollution along the way.
Non-point source pollutants are a huge factor that the EPA is having difficulty regulating, and it's resulting in the hypoxic zone in the Gulf of Mexico, as well as fish kills all along the river because of algae blooms that are suffocating the fish. And that's really the focus, is to be able to start in Montana where, you know, there's fish flowing. We're going to be able to fish and eat the fish to points in the river where the mercury levels are going to be so high we're not even going to be able to eat the fish.
That was filmmaker Nick Kayaza and Denver resident Joe Zimmerman talking about a 4,000-mile kayak trip they're launching tomorrow in Montana. They expect the trip to take at least 5 months. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.